I'm calling the meeting to order.
Christina asked me to call the meeting.
Yes, and Christina Huggins, our chair, asked me to call the meeting to order because she had a sudden unexpected death in her family. And because Fred may not be here for the entire meeting and is a candidate for the PNB, so he may need to step down as a vice chair, I am stepping up to chair the meeting today. And Aki has offered to act as temporary secretary, and Sharon will help with timing. So now we will proceed. Aki, are you here yet?
I'm on.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. All right. Will you go ahead with, reading of the agreements? Okay. For purposes of sound quality and clear communication without interruption, we ask that people mute themselves during the KPFA local station board meetings and that the chair or host will recognize one person at a time to unmute and speak. Board members on the phone can mute and unmute themselves by pressing *6. The use of the Zoom chat option is reserved for LSB members only, so that board members are able to process board business without distraction. We look forward to hearing from members of the public during public comments. Board members wishing to be called on during the meeting, please raise your hand on Zoom or press 9 on the phone. Board members will be called on by stack. LSB members shall use the chat to submit written motions. And raise hand. Voting is done by raise hand, roll call, or by email with a code when needed. The LSB meeting agreements are: audio recording of the meeting is available, no video recording at KPFA LSB meetings is permitted. Speak with each other respectfully using comfortable volumes. Focus on facts, issues and proposals, no name calling or personal insults. Use attribution of sources and documentation when making statements or assumptions about other people or groups. Listen to each other with care. Honor the agenda and timeline, including staying on topic, following group procedures, and respecting the directions of the chair, facilitators, timekeepers, and people taking staff during meetings. Raise hands to be recognized by the facilitator. Honor individual time allocations per share and finish up when agreed upon time is over. Each person's time may be used for comments or questions with answers included in the time. Sharon has agreed to be timekeeper for individuals, and Darlene has agreed to be timekeeper for the larger portions of the meeting. Honor board confidentiality. KPFA local station board members are required to keep all job performance information related to KPFA management, paid and unpaid staff, and volunteers confidential, to be shared only within the closed sessions of LSB meetings. If a situation arises when a participant is not willing to honor the above agreements, after the agreements are brought to their attention, that person may be asked to leave the meeting or removed. So I'm going to ask everybody to please be a little bit patient with me, as this is my first chairing of the local station board meeting. Thank you. And I'm here with the parliamentarian, Mr. Shapiro, who will be helping me throughout the meeting. And I may need to pause sometimes to ask for a question about keeping things according to parliamentary procedure. So thank you, everyone. And Aki, how about roll call?
Okay, here we go. Daniel Bolson?
Daniel is present.
Okay. Donna Carter?
Present.
Donna is here. Chris Corey?
Here.
Chris is here. Okay. Brian Crowell?
Present.
Brian is here. Fred Dazworth? Fred?
I need to unmute. Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Shay Gendelman?
Aki, excuse me. Sherry is suspended from the board, so she
that's right. Okay.
Roll call, but she is here advising us on legal matters.
Okay. Donald Goldmacher?
Present.
Donald is here. Leslie Howe?
Present.
Leslie is here. Christina Huggins is out today. Okay. Jack Caldevier?
Here.
Zach is here. Miri Kimura? Miri?
Here.
Miri is here. Okay. James McCradden?
Here.
James is here. Okay. Elizabeth Meadows?
Here.
Okay. Elizabeth is here. Darlene Pagano?
Here.
Darlene is here. Christine Pepin?
There's no objection. The absences are.
Christine? Okay, I'll get back to you. Frank Stirring? Frank?
Yes, I'm here. Just FYI, I'm not at my normal desk, so I'm out in the world.
Okay.
And I was using earbuds that you charge, and you know, cordless earbuds, and they're dying. So I may have to run home for some headphones if you...
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
If I disappear, I'll be back.
Okay. Catherine Tuck-Taylor?
I'm
sorry.
Wrong. I'm here.
Okay. I'm here. Tanaka. Andrea Turner?
Present.
Andrea Turner's okay. Mark Sandanduit?
Present.
Sandanduit. Tom Buhes?
Tom is here.
Tom is here. Okay. Carol Wolfrey?
Present.
Carol is here. Richard Walensky?
Here, but not here. Oh, yeah, okay. I'm here.
Okay. Let me get back and say, Christine Pepin? Okay, I'll just wait for she's consent. Okay, that's fine.
You never called me. I'm Philip.
Oh, Philip, sorry.
Did you call Billy?
Yeah, I did. Okay, Philip, thank you. Okay, so we have 21 people present.
Aki, would you like to make a motion about excused absences for those who are not here?
Sure. I move that we excuse the three people who are not present today.
Second.
Steve.
Is everyone in agreement with the motion?
Yeah.
Yes.
No objection.
Can I say something regarding Christine? She said she told me that she'd be here. That she,
yeah, we'll keep it up.
Gonna have some problem getting in at be late or something, but she said she will.
Yeah, we'll keep it open. Sure, anytime she's in, we'll just lock her in. Okay.
And Franklin here, can I get a point of information here?
State your point, Frank, please.
My emails are being used, two different emails, and I'm getting meeting notifications and ballots and stuff sent to the wrong email, and I have to jump back and forth. Can we make sure that all my emails go to my local station board email, which is...
Wait, stop, Frank, please. Let's not share your email publicly on the... But please send the meeting administrator your correct email address where you would like your ballots to go.
Okay, who's that today? Does it say the name or does it say meeting administrator?
It says meeting administrator. Go into the chat.
Okay.
Meeting administrator, please. And then write in the correct email address.
Okay.
There's no objection. The absences are excused.
Yeah, and...
Point of information.
Just... One moment. If there's no objection, the absences are excused.
Point of information.
Yeah. State your point.
I would like it re-noted and plainly stated that the chat function is for members of the LSB only. We have a person who is not a member of the LSB who is posted on the chat function, and they need to know that they do that again, they will be removed from the meeting.
Let me check that. Oh, yes. The one to speak at public comments for official reasons, it seems that you'll be adjourning for... Please tell your listeners what we can present for public comments. Yes, I appreciate that that person is wanting to make a public comment, and the public comment time is 1:20, and the reports, we will be having an executive session and a break, and so we will be estimated time for reconvening is 12:45. So you can join back to the meeting at this time at 12:45, and we ask that people not write into the chat, please, because it's for local station board members' use. So I hope that's clear. Thank you. Okay, the next order of business is approving the agenda. Is there any objection to approving the agenda?
I move to approve the agenda.
Thank you.
If there's
no objection, the agenda is approved. Thank you, Lily. Is there any, now we'll move on to the minutes. And there was one other correction. I apologize to the board. I was trying to get things out yesterday, and there were a few errors in the minutes. I wanted to make one additional correction to the minutes, and that is that it said it was for September, and actually it was for December 17th. So with that correction, if there's no... Are there any other corrections to the minutes?
If not, the minutes stand approved.
If not, then the minutes stand approved. All right.
Well, I will move to approve the minutes anyway, formally.
Thank you, Lily. And they've been approved. Thank you, Lily. Okay. Now, everyone, we will be going into our delegate assembly. And I'm going to ask Kai to send two ballots to you. And I'd like to take a moment to explain the reason for the two ballots. The first ballot is to elect four members to the P&B. That is three listener members and one staff member. Three listener members have been nominated and have accepted. An additional listener member was nominated but did not accept the nomination. So we have three candidates nominated, and we have...
Point of information?
Yes.
I thought I saw...
Figure point.
Four people had been nominated.
Oh, I just attempted to explain that, James. Three were nominated and have accepted the nomination, and there was an additional listener member nominated who did not accept the nomination. So I'm just giving an overview, and then we'll go into more detailed instructions. But I'm explaining why there are two ballots. And then there is one staff member who was nominated. So you will be getting one ballot for the director's election, and you will be getting an additional ballot because we have one of our local station board vice chair is one of the nominees who has accepted the nomination. And because there are only four candidates and four positions, we are anticipating an election for vice chair. So first we will hold an election for directors, and we need to do that even though there's only four candidates, based on the advice from our parliamentarian. Yeah, because of the possibility of write-ins. So, so we want to go ahead and have that election. You will receive your ballots at this time. And what we will do is proceed with that part of the election. And then we will proceed with the second part of the election, which will be for vice chair. So, then I believe, Ty, will you please send out the first, ballot for directors, and we'll proceed with that part of the election. Are there any questions about the election for the process for election for PNB directors? Okay, so we will proceed.
I raised my hand. I thought we wanted to raise hands rather.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay. Go ahead, James.
It sounds like there's four directors for four slots. So it's a given. There's no other writing candidates for directors because the head director had to be nominated and accept. So I guess, is there really a reason to do the process of voting at all? Is it just a given?
Thank you, James, for your question. I understand, and I myself had the same question. It is a formality that we need to honor.
Are write-ins prohibited?
Write-ins are not prohibited, and so it is a formality, and because we want to have our elections be honored by the Pacifica National Board, we want to make sure and be careful in how we proceed. So,
Chair?
It's a legally gray area, and based on the advice of our parliamentarian, we proceeded. So unless there is an objection, we will proceed with the balloting.
Chair, there's a problem?
Oh, yes. Go ahead, Aki.
Okay, in the instruction, the ballot goes out to everybody on the board, and then it says to reply all. That means that everybody will be replying with their vote to everybody else. So I don't think that's what you want to do.
Oh, the ballot should have come from the meeting administrator and the witness.
Right.
I wanted to mention I sent the first one out incorrectly with what would happen if what Aki was mentioning. I'll just put corrected in the subject of the ballot it's the one that I have, that you should respond to, the one that says corrected and at the start of the subject.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, is everyone clear? Please do not reply all to the first ballot that went out. Please reply all only to the second ballot that goes to Kai. Does it say your name or does it say meeting administrator? I believe it says your name, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it says my name.
It says Kai Gustafson and Craig Dunkerley. So please reply to that one only. Chris, did you have a comment?
Yeah, it was the same one. I just received the second email and it has the same distribution list problem. So Craig Dunkerley is the observer, I guess. Is that correct?
Craig Dunkerley is the observer. So the new one, Akai, what happened? Did it go to the whole email, the whole everybody? Can you put everybody in BCC? Put the names of.
Yeah, that's what I did. I'm looking at this again. I think, there's a second ballot, but the first part of it says do not reply to this email. So anything that says, the subject, if the subject does not say corrected anywhere, then yeah, don't reply to that one.
I got the corrected one. I got the corrected one just now. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Right. I just got the corrected one.
Yeah. Okay, yep. I guess yeah, I haven't so received use that, that one. Yet. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Okay, sorry for the confusion, everyone. We
Point of information, question, please.
Just a second. I just want to finish my sentence. So we're just struggling through trying to get this done right now. Let's see, Chris, Aki, James is next. Oh, point of information. Yes, Elizabeth, state your point.
The email that I received from Gustafsson includes Adisa, who is no longer on the board. And also I have sent a test email to Gustafsson, to Kai, sorry, to see whether or not he has received my email, because every time I do send an email to Gustafsson in the past when I was voting before, it would always get bounced back and I would have difficulty. He would not receive my emails for some reason. So I'd like to see if he can confirm that he has received my test response. It was just a test response. It was no information to him only. If he would be so kind as to confirm whether or not he's received it.
I do not see it. So I don't know what's going on. Do you got my email though, right?
I did, but now here it shows me that it's been, that you have bounced me. Basically it says K Gustafsson with an F, not a V. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
At kpfa.org. There was a problem delivering your message. It's been rejected as spam, basically. So this has happened before in previous ones. So should I call you on the phone to give you my...
Yeah, just do that. I don't know why that's happening.
I have a point of order of the ballot. I'm trying to type in the information and it won't let me type it in.
Type it in at the top. Just reply all and type it in at the top.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Excuse me. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
I'm sorry. I thought you just had given instructions that we don't reply all. We have to reply to the specific person. Is that correct? We don't reply all, right? We reply to Kai, right?
You reply all if you have to type in. That's when it goes in. Otherwise it won't type.
Okay. Let me say, I think we're talking about two different things. One is the replying and one is writing in your voting. So let me go through this. Kai has sent a corrected email to everyone on the board, and Kai, please, Adisa is not a member and was replaced with Donna Carter. Do you have Donna Carter, Kai?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so you should have 23 voting members right now, including Donna Carter, Elizabeth Milos, and Richard Walensky.
Okay, I have a point of order, Carol. I got a corrected ballot, a second email, and then it disappeared. So I don't know what happened. Did anybody else have that problem?
Okay.
I got two emails. One was the original one, and a second one said, this is the corrected one. And then it all of a sudden disappeared from my email list. So I wondered if that was purposeful or.
Believe me, we're going into the twilight zone here. Lily,
sorry to cause the problem.
Hi, do you have an answer to that?
I'm not exactly sure what I understand what's happening.
Oh, you know what? So Kai, I got an official ballot. And then I got a second email from you that said corrected ballot. And then I clicked on it and it disappeared.
Okay. So,
do you see my number in the, at the end of the email?
The phone number?
It's right before my signature.
Okay. Hang on. I'm old, so it takes me time.
Yeah, no worries.
No, I don't see your phone number. Oh yeah, I do. Administrator. Do you want me to just call you?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, you guys, this is all procedural, but we haven't even talked about who's been nominated yet But I do appreciate that everybody's trying to get this process right. So, let's see, Zach is next. James, did you have a comment or is I didn't know if your hand was up from before.
No, I put it back up.
Yeah, thank you. Go ahead.
There was something that was said, I think I heard it kind of whispered back, you know, about write-ins. And it was my understanding that for directors, all directors had to be nominated for this ballot before January 1st, as I thought. And so I just wanted clarification on that point, whether a write-in that wasn't nominated before December, you know, before January 1st would be a valid write-in. You know, I understand people can write in whatever they want, but I just didn't understand, you know, I thought that was kind of written into the bylaws or something. So if there's clarification on that, I'd appreciate it.
Can I have a point of order? I'm sorry. You know, I imagine that Kai is going to be inundated with phone calls. Can we text him on this number with our votes?
Kai, is that okay to text you?
That is much better.
I like it.
If you can text me, do that. If you, last resort is calling me. So just try to text me first.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Okay. I'm going to go back to James's question. So James, I spent a lot of time consulting with people on this issue, and you are absolutely correct that the bylaws say nominations need to be made to the secretary by December 31st. That is totally correct. And on the other hand, it's my understanding that some tellers within the Pacifica process, governance processes, do require elections based on the possibility of write-ins. Now, while I do not consider that to be relevant in this case, because quite honestly, I don't expect a lot of write-ins because I don't think it makes sense numerically given our board, but because I was advised by members of the governance committee and the parliamentarian and attorneys that it was advisable to hold the election so we had documentation, I wanted to proceed with it. Although I would, you know, go ahead.
The bylaws do not clearly prohibit write-ins.
The bylaws do not clearly prohibit write-ins, and they are part of Robert's Rules of Order.
So we will allow them.
So we will proceed with this election unless there is an objection.
We will proceed.
I have no objection, but I have also another point of information or request.
State your point.
With regard to the election in general, the vice chair, I believe that the notice should have been provided within, I believe, at least 10 days for the vice chair election. I don't believe that was listed on the KPFTX website that there was going to be a vice chair election within the time frame that notice is supposed to be provided. And the other issue.
Yes, it was.
Okay, if it was, then I please accept my apologies, but I did not see that previously, and that would be a concern to me that it was not provided. But the second issue is that I saw the tally provided by the KPFT elections. There was a detailed tally with the passwords of each of the peoples and the votes. I would ask the elections facilitator, the meeting facilitator, or Kai, if they could please provide us with the same kind of tally. So we, instead of just the results, but actually for transparencies to make sure that we can see the results in a formal tally.
Thank you for your concern, Elizabeth. So I just want to let you know that in the minutes from the December meeting, if you scroll down and read the minutes from the December meeting, there is a tally provided as part of the minutes for the election of officers. So we do provide a tally within the minutes of the following meeting. Thank you. Okay. Zach, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to nominate Don for vice chair.
Okay. And thank you, Zach. We will,
right now.
We're still on the director elections.
Okay. My apologies.
That part of the agenda in a little bit. Thank you. Okay. Aki, go ahead.
Legacy hand. Sorry.
Oh, legacy hand. Thank you. I love those. All right. So, I'd like to proceed we will go ahead with the election so that we are solid. Those nominated are James McFadden, Aki Tanaka, and Fred Dodsworth. So I would like to give each person 90 seconds to make a presentation, if you would like to. And so we will start with James McFadden. James, would you like to make a 90-second presentation?
Sure. I've served for the last year on the PNP. Just want to say it's a lot of time to put in. If you're on the committees this last year, because we've been having meetings every week and committee meetings almost every week. It's been about and PNB meetings that have been 5 hours plus. It's been a lot of time along with preparation for it. So but it's been rather rewarding. I've met a lot of people that I wouldn't have met otherwise across the country. And, but we're dealing with some tough problems. Hopefully listeners will, listenership and membership will pick up in the next year and we'll be able to get out of the hole that we're in. And, I know the board worked very hard this last year to try to keep us our head above water. And, there's going to be some tough decisions, that are going to be made over the next year.
Thank you. Aki, would you like to make a presentation?
I don't have a presentation, but I am impressed by the fact that the all of the directors are sticking into these five-hour meetings. So it's pretty impressive.
Yeah. And Aki is presently the secretary of the Pacifica National Board, recording secretary, and has been doing an amazing job at that. Okay, our next person is Fred Dodsworth. Fred, did you want to make a presentation?
Sure. I've served on many boards, nonprofits and otherwise, and the way the PNB is currently run is a perfect example of how a board should never be run. The network is currently in a financial freefall that is entirely avoidable, and fiscal accountability is key. Depending upon listeners to bail out our bad decisions time after time after time is a path to failure. If you want this network to survive, it's going to have to abide by standard board rules and standard fiscal responsibilities. If that's appealing to you, please vote for me.
Thank you, Fred. So those were our three nominees for listener directors. from the KPFA local station board. We have one nominee for staff delegate to the KPFA local station board. Darlene, would you like to make a presentation?
Sure. Darlene Pagano, KPFA staff rep on the PNB. I find that to be a very important part of what I do on the PNB, which is advocate for the staff proposals that come up in the PNB. And the situation with Pacifica Foundation, I would say, is unimaginable, except it's happening. And as a board member, you have to imagine it and you have to deal with it. It is, however, beyond belief in the danger that the foundation is in. The thing that I like to bring to this LSB is that I have insisted on regular report outs from what happens at the PNB, that it be presented to the board. We will be doing today open PNB meeting report outs as well as closed PNB report outs. And I think that keeping this, every member of the LSB as informed as we legally can is of paramount importance. And I'm glad that we are doing that so regularly now. Thank you.
Thank you, Darlene. So, now you've heard from all four of the candidates. And what I'd like to do is take a moment to explain a little bit about the voting and the ballots. So, because we have single transferable voting and there are three positions, unless there are write-ins, everyone who has been nominated will be elected. And in your voting process, you may vote for one, two, or three of those who were nominated. And for staff, you may vote for, you know, one person who was nominated. And then there is the option for write-ins. So please go ahead and you may vote now, or you may take your time, and all ballots are due by 1:20 in the afternoon. So you may go ahead and vote anytime. Ballots must be received by 1:20, and we hope to be able to announce the results by the end of the meeting. Are there any questions about voting? And again, I want to restate, please do not vote to the with the first email that went out by replying all, because that will not be a confidential email. Please reply all to only to Kai Gustafson and Craig Dunkerley, the one that says corrected. And also, there is the option of texting in your vote, and you can write the names. There are no duplicate names, so you can even write the first names if you wish to on the ballot in the order of preference. And that is an important issue, that you write if you are voting for more than one person for listener candidates. Please put it in an order of preference, because that's always a factor in single transferable voting. So I hope this is not too, it's a lot of time to spend on this, but I think we should go ahead. Thank you. Any other questions about the director elections?
Yes. Yes, I do. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Yeah. Go ahead. State your point.
Yes. When you mentioned the tally from the previous election of December 17th, the Excel document that I received only has the tally of the chair. It doesn't include any tally of the secretary or of the treasurer at all in that Excel document. So it would be helpful if there would be a complete tally. Again, please.
Kai, could you explain to Elizabeth how to read an Excel document about the tabs in the top, please? She may not know how to read an Excel document that has more than one tab.
Well, so yeah, the sheets are, it's just like different sheets for each position. So like at the very bottom, there should be labels.
Thank you. I know how to read it. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I don't want to take any more time of this meeting for that explanation. Thank you. I'll be looking for that.
Thank you. We'll move on. Daniel, go ahead.
Yes, I have a question, and I believe several people must probably be having the same question. I sent in my vote by email, and I would like to verify that it was received. Can Kai do that?
I think I saw it already, and I'm replying to everybody saying that I got it. So if you don't get a reply, just reply or send it again, and I will respond. But
okay, thank you.
I'm going through everything. Yeah.
Thank you, Kai.
Okay.
Tom has a question. My hand is up.
Thank you, Tom. Go ahead, please.
Has the ballot for the second election been sent at this time?
No, we're going to just do that right now, Tom.
Okay, instruction to send the ballot.
Kai, will you please send the ballot for the election for vice chair and, of course, reply all to yourself and Craig Dunkley. Okay, so while Kai is in the process of sending the ballot for the vice chair election, we will proceed with that election. And I would like to open the floor for nominations for vice chair for the KPFA local station board.
I nominate Donald Goldmacher.
Say Donna Goldmacher is not.
Do I need a second?
No.
Oh, no second. Donald Goldmacher is nominated. Donald, do you accept the nominations?
Reluctantly, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
So Donald is nominated. Are there any other nominations for vice chair?
Do you want us to raise our hand for when we
please,
be recognized or not, or do you want us to just speak up?
I raise your hand, please, James. Thank you. I see your hand. Go ahead.
I'll nominate Elizabeth Milos.
Thank you. Elizabeth, you have been nominated. Do you accept the nomination?
I do. Thank you.
Okay. We will now. Are there any further nominations? Okay. Hearing none, we will proceed to presentations by the candidates. We'll begin with Donald Goldmacher. Donald, would you like to make a 90-second presentation, 90-second or less presentation?
Yes, thank you. In the last election that Pacifica held at the local station board level, in the KPFA results, listener members voted 4-1 for me more than any other candidate in that election. So I'm accepting this nomination on behalf of the majority, the overwhelming majority of listeners who voted for me. And I will make every effort to put their point of view forward during this coming year so that the listeners are fully represented in these conversations and decisions. that are affecting the future of KPFA in ways that we cannot even yet predict. But surely the events of the last few months have made it clear to the listeners they are desperately unhappy with what is going on at Pacifica and how KPFA is always the one that suffers from these decisions. That cannot continue, and I will speak on behalf of the listener members.
Thank you. Elizabeth, would you like to make a 90-second or less presentation?
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that listeners voted for my opponent 4-1. However, I think listeners are owed a more complete and comprehensive explanation about many issues that are pertinent to listeners at this state, at the situation that has gone forward. We've had LSB members who have been basically supporting to withdraw the broadcast license of a sister station. We've had LSB members who have been trying to drive Pacifica into receivership. And unfortunately, those issues are not really well known to our KPFA listeners. And I have run on the issue of transparency, which is paramount for an organization such as Pacifica. And I will continue to be transparent with listeners and provide publicly available information that is available to all. Thank you very much. Thank you. And excuse me, we've also have had LSB members who have testified against Pacifica in regards to this $300,000 lawsuit as well.
Thank you. Your time is up, Elizabeth. James, do you have a point of order or a question? Sharon, do you have a point of order or question?
Yes, I have a point of order.
State your point. I object
to these statements that were just made by Elizabeth Milos. There was no LSB member that testified against Pacifica. That's a false statement. I think we've already read the rules that say that we're not supposed to be making false statements. So we've already just had this happen. I want that noted for the record.
Point of order.
She also stated, I'm stating my point of order. And she also stated that an LSB member wanted to go into leadership and wanted to remove the license from WBAI. Those are false statements. I'm just stating.
Sharon, I'm sorry, the parliamentarian has ruled that.
The point of order is not well taken.
That
was a campaign statement.
I want to pause for just one moment, please. Okay, we're going to proceed with the election.
Can I state my point of order?
State your point of order.
State your point, please.
Actually, as a point of information, it was my understanding that these meetings are for LSB members to speak up, and officers that are not LSB members can be called upon, but they're not members of the board to speak up. And so that it was just, it seemed to me that that was out of order for that reason.
Chair already ruled that it was out.
But I'd like a ruling by the chair.
The chair already ruled that it was
out. The chair already ruled that it was out of order.
I'd like a point of order regarding the ballot. I'm sorry again.
Is there a request for information?
Is there a request for information?
Yes, sorry.
Go ahead, Kelly.
Okay, so I texted it. Now, is the proper text number the one that starts with 333 or 761? Because I used one of these numbers, and they told me that I was texting to somebody, to Jose. So can you tell me which number I'm supposed to be texting my votes to?
Oh,
I don't think 333 should be in there. It's not 333.
Oh no. Okay. Okay. So everybody's, but are people calling you? Can you please email everybody the correct number? Email them all.
It should be in the ballot. I think
I put the wrong number in the ballot.
It's the wrong number.
I fixed that. Didn't I?
Okay, so it's the 761 number.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Yes. Thank you.
Okay, is everybody clear that if you're trying to phone, particularly like anyone who is trying to phone, to use the phone number that begins with a 7? 761, is that correct?
Yes, I believe 761, and I think we can also do text by that.
Yeah.
If you want to text the votes.
Yeah, and again, prefer text if possible.
Okay, Tom.
Thank you.
Okay, are you okay now, Lily?
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, go ahead, Tom. Is
there a question?
Is there a question there or a point?
Yeah, I do not see Elizabeth's name on the ballot.
Oh,
that would be a write-in.
Because nominations came from the floor of today's meeting, there are no names printed on the ballot. You will need to either write in the name of Elizabeth or Donald and send it. Is that clear, Tom?
Please, yeah, I got it.
Just write in the name. And please, everyone, be sure and include your codes. And because your codes are in your name. So Kai knows who is voting and the codes. And then he will put it into an anonymous sheet for the record. Okay, next up is Donna.
Question.
Do you have a question or a point of order? Donna, you have to unmute, please. You are muted.
Okay. So I looked at the ballot, and at the bottom it says reply, and then it says reply all, which was, I think, a problem with the last voting we had. So is that really is that a problem?
Oh, thank you. I'm so regretting all this confusion. Mm-hmm. The if it says reply all to Kai and
she
Craig.
She said she was going to Berkeley to walk or something. I don't know if it's walk or Tai Chi.
Brian, please mute Brian. So if it says you can reply all to Kai and Craig, please, who are our administrators. Okay. So Craig is there as a witness. Kai is there as the meeting administrator, and he is creating the spreadsheet. Thank you. All right. Sharon, did you have a point of order or a question?
Sorry. No, I have to take my hand down.
Thank you, Sharon. Okay.
Scrub them to vote. The time limit is.
Okay. If there are no more points of order or questions, we will now proceed with voting. Please fill out your ballot by writing in the name of the person that you are voting, who you are voting for vice chair of the KPFA local station board. The two nominees are Donald Goldmacher and Elizabeth Milos. Your ballots must be received by 1:20 this afternoon to be counted. So we will now proceed to the next order of business, which I believe is executive session. Okay, we're going to take a 5-minute break. So it is now almost 12 o'clock, 11:56. We'll take a 5-minute break and we'll come back to our executive session for anyone who is in this meeting. This meeting will resume. The regular meeting will resume at 12:45, and then we will have reports until 1:20, and then at 1:20 we will begin with public comments.
Point of information, will you be sending a new link for the executive meeting, or is we just stay on?
No, the link for the executive session has been sent with the agenda that I sent yesterday.
Okay. Aki,
are you willing to send everybody that link for the executive session?
Let's see. I'm not sure if I...
You have that link for the executive session at the bottom of yesterday's agenda. It has the word executive session in red. Or Kai, can you send it?
I'm trying to count votes right now.
Okay, never mind. Never mind. Okay.
When was it sent here? You see?
Mine doesn't have the link, Carol.
Okay, hold on, everybody. I'm going to resend it to everybody right now, okay?
Okay.
It's at the bottom.
It's at the bottom, but okay. I'm resending. Yeah. All right. We'll get there. It's a little complicated, all this voting. Executive session. It's a complicated meeting in January.
You're doing good, Carol. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay. All right. You should be getting it if you haven't already got it. And so we're taking a little break and going into executive session. I want to take a moment to ask any Pacifica National Board members who are on this Zoom, are there any, please raise your hand if there are any Pacifica National Board members who are not part of the local station board, KPFA local station board. Any Pacifica National Board members who are from another local station board? If you are, please raise your hand so we can make sure that you have.
Tom Voorhees says he's a local station national guy.
I had my hand up before.
Go ahead, Tom.
I just have a note to the person tallying the, for the first election, I neglected to reply all. I just replied to the sender. That needs to be gotten to the,
witness.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
anybody who didn't reply all, I'm replying and adding Craig to that email. So you'll see that I replied and that Craig's getting it.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Okay, it's a lot of time on something where it's kind of a done deal, but we need to be careful. Okay, so I am not seeing, I'm wanting to check in with PNB directors on the Pacifica National Board from KPFA. Do you know of any other PNB directors who have requested the link for the executive session?
There are none, Carol.
I don't know of any.
I have my hand up, so.
Go ahead, James.
I had gotten something from Jim Dingman about this, so I think he may want to call in. So I'm not sure. I know he's kind of a busy day, so but he may call in. So I think we should send him one.
Okay, James, would you be willing to send him the link?
Sure. Is it the same link we got right now?
It's the same link that it says executive session.
Okay.
I have a question. Somebody named Lee has sent me a message and I don't really understand what it is, nor do I know who Lee is.